Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Indie Film Review catch-up episode!
Whoa!
That's right, Jared made a mistake and now we're recording a catch-up episode. So, what had happened was, Dan had assigned a film for us to watch, and instead of watching that, I watched the second film that he talked about at the end of his paragraph instead of the first one. So I ended up watching, well, I don't know if I should say, because I don't know when this is coming out, but it was one of the submission reviews that we got, and Dan did not assign that, so...
Well, we don't really assign things anymore. It's just we just kind of say this is what we're doing, and for some reason,
agreed upon.
You didn't do it.
Yeah, because I'm a rebel.
You know? That makes sense. You're a rebel. You're a good rebel.
I thought I was being a good boy. Turns out I was being a bad boy. So we're gonna do this catch-up episode. It's just a normal. Oh, well, it's not normal. It's more chill and relaxed. It's us kind of just. You know, we just wrap it. You know, it's like when your teacher shows up at like an after-school special type of thing. And we turn the chair around and we sit in it, and we like pretend to smoke a cigarette to seem cool, you know, and like try to relate to you all.
No,
and,
I don't know.
It's not like that at all. We're gonna talk about things that aren't just independent films. We'll talk about those, but it's anything goes day. It's a free day. It's wild card day.
Oh, it's a free day.
Wild card day. So this is free day for us. We can talk about regular any kind of movies, video games, things going on in our lives. It's just fun and fancy free. Get to know us a little better. Why not? It's fun. So, Dan, you have the floor, good sir.
Well, Jared, I think I'll talk a little bit about some video games I've been playing recently. So, Valentine's Day was not too long ago, I guess.
Yes, as of this recording, yes.
Yeah, it was like the best Valentine's gay Valentine's
gay Valentine's gay is a different holiday.
Valentine's gay dift I've ever received ever. And I got Super Mario Odyssey.
Oh fuck.
So I've been playing that recently and that's really fun. I'm very much enjoying that. I don't know if I'm enjoying it more I probably am. I'm probably enjoying it a lot more than Breath of the Wild. I'll just say that.
There's something about Odyssey that's just so fun to play.
Something
it's
crazy
like
about it. It is like crack. But you mean I've been a fan of, you know, I loved Mario 64. Uh-huh. I thought Super Mario Sunshine was just wonderful.
Oh,
one
yeah,
of the
a
best
fun game.
Games ever. And then I didn't like the mechanics of the Wii with Super Mario Galaxy. That's whenever I kind of dropped off the boat. But Odyssey, oh my God.
It's solid.
It's pretty fun.
Those huge open worlds and like all those little, you're constantly getting rewarded all the time for finding little secrets.
That's probably why I like it so much is because the just constant rewarding aspect of it. And then the other game that I got because it was on sale the week after I got Odyssey was the Spyro remaster.
Oh, okay.
And I will tell you what, my friend. Whenever they remastered it, they full-blown remastered it. It's like all the characters got new do-ups, essentially. And it looks like... What's that?
New voice work?
Well, some voice work is the same, but all the character designs...
Oh, okay.
They're brand new. It's crazy how awesome it looks. It kind of... So I miss some of the original voice work, but I get what they're doing, I guess. Mm-hmm. So they're creating everything to be part of, you know.
Do you remember how the original was?
I still own all the original games, and I still have a PlayStation memory card and a PS2, so I like play it sometimes.
Nice.
So it was kind of weird playing it again because I maybe it's been a couple years since I've played them, but. Mm-hmm. The reason why I bought it is because I watched a video of it and I'm like, holy shit, it is all brand new. Mm-hmm. All brand new. It's crazy.
Yeah, so. I remember loving those games when I was a kid. I would play that and the Gecko game.
Oh, Gex. Yeah. Oh, I love Gex. Gex 2 was the one where he was like sucked in the television.
Yeah. Oh, that's I loved one. Those. There was another one too. Oh, yeah. Banjo-Kazooie was really fun.
That's Michelle's wheelhouse. She loves
that game. Is fucking rad. It made me so sad when they tried to remake it, but it was like that weird car ukulele. Construction thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't like that at all. I was like, I'm not going to play that.
But basically...
Well, did you do anything for Valentine's Day?
We try to outdo each other with gifts, basically, and I sucked. Gifts. I sucked balls. So, completely
Did you
just...
get her, like, an old sock or something?
No, here's I just got her flowers and, like, I couldn't think of anything. She's like, why didn't you give me gift cards? You could have got me gift cards. I'm like, oh, shit, you're right, I could have.
Yeah, gift cards are always... That's what I use for relatives. Yeah. Like, gift cards, baby. I don't know what you like.
Yeah, I lost on Valentine's Day. I did not win.
For our Valentine's Day, we didn't get each other gifts. We went out and got Indian food at this really nice Indian restaurant, and it was super fun. We got, like, a big platter thing. And it was rad. So we just ate a bunch of food, basically.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But yeah. And like that, there was enough money we spent there. And we're like, this is good. So yeah, video games. Lately, I've been playing two games.
Okay.
Kind of like back and forth. One more than the other, I guess. I've been playing Darkest Dungeon a lot.
Is that the one that you said is like the body horror game?
No, that is Fear and Hunger. Fear and Hunger is that weird body horror game. That game is hard to play. It's very difficult. And that game kicks my ass. Darkest Dungeon kicks my ass, but it's in more of a fair, like it's way more balanced. It's more Dark Souls-y, I guess, in that way. Darkest Dungeon is really, really fun. I love it. It is a roguelike game where you take a party of four characters and you're going through these different dungeons. And you get locked in turn-based combat. And it's got this Lovecraftian...
I'm looking at stills of it. It looks crazy.
It is fantastic. It's difficult, though. It's a game you would want to do some research on and like how to play and stuff. Because you have to manage stress. So not only is there HP you have to worry about, but if your characters stress too much, they can die of heart attacks.
Wow.
So it's like if your stress bar fills all the way, their limits get tested and they either become something negative happens or something positive. Like they'll rally or they'll become masochistic or they'll become like compulsive liars, like something bad, like really bad will happen. And then if the stress bar fills up again, they basically die of stress.
Jesus.
But there's ways to like. Heal the stress and you can get diseased and there's a bunch of crazy shit. Like your characters are expendable basically.
I'm like, looking at some all of the time. Bosses too, like holy shit.
Oh, the bosses are so much fun. So I'm like maybe halfway through the game. I'm not even that far. And they released a bunch of free DLC. There's like three or four different free DLCs. The game's like $30 right now. It's fantastic. It's so both this game and the game I'm going to talk about next, I played Darkest Dungeon in early access, which is always a bad idea because I love the idea of the game so much. I was like, this game looks awesome. I was playing early access. And during that time, I mean, it's good for the game because they're figuring out how to make it better because the game wasn't good then. It was just unfair. You would just get destroyed and you would miss all the time. There's a lot of problems with it. But because of feedback, the creators have refined the game so much. The game is fucking perfect now. Everything is so balanced, and everything makes so much sense. They really fine-tuned it. So then now they have the full release. I was like, oh, I should go back and revisit this game. And I'm so happy that I did. It's perfect now. The game is flawless. Same kind of deal with Hollow Knight, except for... Hollow Knight is a Metroidvania game. What's that?
Is that the other game you're playing?
Yes. I think your wife would like this game because it's, like I said, Metroidvania. And it's super fun. The art style is really good. It's challenging. And it's kind of like that deal of you have to like find different powers to figure out how to get to secrets and there's like hidden walls and stuff. And it's a fantastic, fantastic game. But when I first played it, when it first came out, there was no guide on how to play the game. Like there was no information on it. And I kept getting stuck. Like I didn't know. I'm like, where do I go next? I don't know what to do. And I gave up on it. And I feel ashamed to say that because this game is really, really good. And now I'm playing through it again, and I'm trying to convince myself to finish it because this game also free DLCs, like three or four free DLCs that came out for it.
Wow.
So like both of these games are very similar that there were indies that hit huge major success because their games were fantastic, and they started coming out with just free content to support the game. It's pretty amazing. I'm pretty sure Hollow Knight's stuff was free, I believe. It was. And the crazy thing is they were working on another promised DLC for Hollow Knight, and apparently the DLC got so big that it became another game.
What?
And they're like, we're just going to release this as another game because it's so big. So there's a sequel coming out already.
Wow.
And if you originally backed them on Kickstarter, you get that game for free because it was a promise Kickstarter goal. So,
wow.
And the new game looks fucking rad. But yeah, both these games are really fucking good. Did you have any like movies or TV stuff you want to talk about?
There was something else video game related that I did want to talk about.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
Did you know, like you have a Switch and everything, right?
Yes.
Did you know that it's planned that this year, maybe we've already talked about it, I don't know, but this year, 2019, apparently, Munchkin is coming to the Nintendo Switch.
Oh, really? And so how are the cards going to work?
I don't know. Because there's no information on it other than it's coming to the Nintendo Switch, and I've heard rumors, like just read rumors, that they're doing it more crawl style. So it's like a crawl, like if you can think of a crawl based upon the Munchkin lore.
Yes. There is actually a board game like that with Munchkin. I have never played it, but I know about it.
So that's going to be really cool. Even if it's just the cards. I don't know. I'm really interested in seeing how it's going to work.
That is interesting. Well, explain what Munchkin is in case people don't know.
So Munchkin, if you don't know, it's like a game that everybody hates for some reason. It's a card game that you makes fun of like D&D culture. If you don't know what D&D is, it's Dungeons and Dragons. Jared, explain Dungeons and Dragons for the good people.
It's some nerd shit.
So take that nerd shit and make fun of it. And that's basically what Munchkin is. And it's just a fun card game that you can like stack, you know, your points and just fight monsters. It's basically a crawl game in card form.
Yeah, it's a dungeon crawler, but it, like a parody of Dungeons and Dragons kind of a thing.
Yeah, and it's heartening. It's endearing and funny and silly and stupid, and yes. I love it. And apparently, it's going to be a video game soon.
Oh! Wow. I wouldn't mind getting that.
Seriously.
That seems pretty cool, actually. So I do have some TV shows and movies I could talk about.
Let's talk about some TV.
Okay. So I am what is called a noob.
Oh.
And I get called this because I had not seen True Detective.
I haven't either.
I am now caught up, but for a long time, I would be considered a noob because people would get so upset when I was like, I haven't seen True Detective. And they'd turn to me and go, you must watch True Detective. And I'm like, okay. And I understand why now, Dan.
Why?
The first season of True Detective is close to a masterpiece. It's really
what
fucking good.
Is it?
So it is a, I think it's based off of a comic series, True Detective, but it doesn't feel comic booky at all. Okay, so True Detective is written by Nick Bizzalto, I believe I'm saying his last name right, and it has a director, each season comes in and directs the different seasons.
Right.
And everybody loves season one, and apparently season two has some issues. But in season one, it's got Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson, and they are executive producers in it. So they are heavily invested, even into the, like the newer seasons. And to see these two motherfuckers
really
act against each other is so much fun. It is a joy. Like, them just talking back and forth is the entire show, and I love it. And it is it's basically a murder mystery. Uh-huh. Each one is they're trying to solve a murder, and it has like supernatural things in it. It's got I'd say more surreal, honestly. The detective narrative is fantastic. You dive into like both their characters and you really care about what's going on. They're both very flawed, deeply flawed individuals.
Uh-huh.
And there's a great thing about, this isn't really a spoiler, but they talk about how like both of their characters, like they're terrible and how they think of themselves as kind of like monsters or how, you know, whatever, but they're like, that they are there to stop the other monsters. Like only monsters can stop monsters. Mm-hmm. If that's makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So like they're at the front lines defending the normal innocent people from the murderers and the rapists and shit. And I'm like, that is pretty cool. So I don't want to spoil too much of it, but I think you would really like it, Dan.
I do want to watch it.
Now season two is way different. They did a hard departure from the first season. Many people do not like it. I thought it was okay.
Right.
There are a lot of good things in it, but it suffers from, there's some bad CG moments in the second season. The production feels a little bit cheaper. I don't know what was going on there. The writing is still solid because it's still the same writer, but they kept changing the directors. So instead of having one director for the whole second season, they chopped it up a bunch.
Interesting.
And they focused on way too many characters. So in season one, it's just two characters that they focus on. And it's almost like just a super long movie. And in season two, there's like five fucking characters. And you care about maybe half of them. So there's certain parts where I'm just like, I was like fast forwarding through it. It's like, I don't give a shit about this. So I don't know if I can recommend season two. It's okay. So now season three, I'm watching now. I haven't finished. They basically went back to how season one was, and they're like,
"Can you watch season three without watching season two?"
Oh no, I've seen all of them.
But
yes, okay. You can totally skip season two for sure.
Interesting.
Yeah, absolutely, and just go right to season three, and you would. I think it would be great because like they feel like companion pieces. One and three, they feel like they kind of go together, even though they are completely different stories. They are related in many ways. And there's callbacks to different things.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Fantastic show. Totally went under my nose.
Check that out. It didn't go under my nose. I just didn't have the ability to watch it, you know?
Yeah.
Because it was an HBO show.
Just whenever I hear of True Detective, it just sounds, I don't know why, but it didn't sound like what the show was. Like, I just think of like a run-of-the-mill, like, I think of like an NCIS or some, you know, like right. Law and Order show where I'm like, I've seen those. I don't know. Whatever. It is nothing like that. It is so much more than that. So, yeah, that's my take on that.
Well, and I still watch things like Law and Order and Criminal Minds all the fucking time.
I mean, I like those shows, but.
And there's, man, I don't know if I've ever said, maybe I have said, I don't know. God.
Well, say it now.
No. No, just like whenever I first started getting into the Law and Order Special Victims Unit, like I binged the whole show.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Right? And then it makes you very like upset with the world because you think rapes happen every fucking day of your life. And I mean, they
do. Well, yeah, because every episode is
but, like,
solving a rape, right?
It just, Jesus. It makes me never want to go to New York City because of all the terrible people that live there. It's just, mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
They're all rapists, basically. Yes, I mean, all... that's fact.
Yeah. 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 It's terrible.
I mean,
New York,
a TV show said it was true.
Yes, exactly.
What's that?
It's a New York, we're on to you.
That's right. Or maybe New York is on to us.
Oh, maybe.
No means no.
Oh. Okay, New York.
So the movie I saw that wasn't that we didn't assign for the show is called Tallulah.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a Netflix original.
Netflix.
It came out in 2016. And it's got Ellen Page in it. And it's like, I haven't seen Ellen Page in a minute. And so it's Ellen Page and Allison Janney. And it is about this like street urchin girl, Ellen Page, who lives in her van. She lives mm-hmm. like a carefree lifestyle, doesn't worry about anything. And she's just kind of like doing whatever. And she's with her boyfriend, and her boyfriend leaves her and takes all of her money.
Right.
So she is going around like stealing and trying to get money back and like trying to maintain her lifestyle and like find her boyfriend. And she comes across this woman at a hotel, and this woman is just like drunk and mistakes her for the help. And then she leaves her kid with her. So this okay. woman is like, I don't want my kid. I hate my kid. I just want to cheat on my husband and be an asshole. And she's like a terrible mom. And she's not taking care of this baby. So Ellen Page is like, well, this lady like didn't come back for the baby. I don't know what's going on. So it's like, I guess I'll take care of the baby.
Right.
So it's this like fish out of water type of thing where this this character hasn't had any type of responsibility like this ever. And she's got to take care of this child. And while that's happening, she is connecting with, and she's never had a mother too. So mm-hmm. it's about mothers and daughters and raising kids. And I think that theme they hit very well. There's a lot of things this movie does right. It is a little long, I will say. I wish it was a little shorter. But the director and writer, Sian Hader,
mm-hmm.
I believe I'm saying correctly, I think she did a very good job. And for the most part, I enjoyed this movie. I liked it. And so there's that whole dynamic of her with the child, and she's homeless trying to figure it out. And she's also connecting with her boyfriend's mother as her mom figure, because she goes to her house looking right. for the boyfriend. And then through that, she starts to lie, and she's like, this is your son's child, and your son ran away, and we need to find him. So she believes that the kid is her granddaughter's.
Oh, my
God. So then there's this whole lie going on, and right. then through that, they're all bonding, and, you know, quirky, you know, fun stuff happens. And it's a fascinating little dance of all these different characters kind of coming together.
So you would say it's like... like a drama?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a drama.
Okay.
And there's some comedy to it, but it's mainly a drama. And there's this thing with the doorman. There's the one thing that really pissed me off. So there's this amazing... this guy plays the doorman. He's awesome. I love this character. And the mom has this flirty thing with the doorman where you think, like, is she going to hook up with the doorman? And she invites the doorman up to have a drink with her. And the doorman is like, I'm going to call somebody to do my job so I can come upstairs and have a drink with you, you know? And you think like, yes, this is awesome. And then the doorman makes a move on her. And she's like, oh, no. I didn't want any of this. And then like sends him away. And then she feels really bad.
Mm-hmm.
But then they never follow up on that. So I thought like, oh, that was their cute thing. But then maybe they'll get together later.
Right.
They never follow up on it. I was really? So pissed. It was like that one loose end where I'm like, why did they could at least have one more scene with her and the doorman to wrap this that up. But nope, he's just out of the movie. And I'm like, what the fuck? He's been in the whole movie. And now you just throw him away. He's the best character. Oh, I was so mad. Other than that, I thought the movie was pretty good. All I'm saying is fuck your doorman. All right. If he's a cool guy, why don't you have sex with him?
Yeah. Why don't you just fuck him? Like,
what's your deal?
Like New York.
I mean, I know you're playing hard to get. But how about this? Go out on a date. How about that? don't invite the doorman up to
wine
to have
and dine
drinks
the doorman.
If you're not gonna kiss his face a little bit, I mean, come on. But it was funny because there's a little scene where she tells the daughter, she's like, "I invited the doorman up and to have drinks, and he kissed me." He's like, "Well, isn't that what you wanted?" And she's like, "Well, yes." But she's like, but I didn't know what to do, so I just sent him away. And she's like, you're real dumb. And she's like, yeah, I know. It's like, you're right. You are dumb. So yeah, it was actually a surprisingly good movie. And it's cool to see Ellen Page again. I haven't seen her in a film in a while.
I haven't seen her in a film that I like in a while.
She's like forever 21. I don't know how old she really is.
She really is.
She always looks like a little kid.
Forever 21.
Yep, yep, yep. And that's the place I like to shop to. Shop to?
Any films that you're looking forward to?
The new Pet Sematary. So me and my girlfriend have read the book now. The original Stephen King. And it's fantastic. It's amazing. The book is so good. And there's something scary about anything to do with like fathers and sons, any kind of relationship with that, especially conflict within that, it hits me hard for some reason. I don't know what it is, but it really gets to me. And that's a big focus of that book. And it's about loss and dealing with loss, basically. And it's like grieving. So when people die, sometimes it's better to just have their memory than for them to live on forever. And it's like, would you, if you had the ability, would you bring somebody back to life? And what are the consequences of cheating death?
Yeah, 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 exactly.
And it's real good. So yeah, we want to watch the old original movies, Pet Sematary 1 and 2, and then we're going to watch the one in theaters. Because hopefully it'll be good
next month. So
yeah,
this
yeah,
might drop
soon.
Before or after that. We're not sure.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe next catch up, I'll do another update on the new Pet Sematary. We'll call it Pet Sematary Watch. did you have anything you were looking forward to?
Oh man, there's so much that I'm looking forward to. I know for a fact that the one that I want to look forward to, or I'm looking forward to the most, is going to be out by the time we edit this. But
oh, what is it?
Us.
So, oh, fuck yeah. Holy shit, that movie looks so good.
Hopefully, you know, everybody has seen it, but definitely go see Us. It does look very good. I kind of want to see the Rocket Man movie, the Elton John biopic.
Rocket Man. I haven't heard anything about it.
It looks
Who's playing really Elton John?
God, I don't remember. He looks really similar to him.
Is it Nicolas Cage?
No. Taron Egerton.
Taron Egerton.
Taron Egerton.
Okay.
And there's one. What is that one? It's something bright. It's like Superman, but it's a horror movie.
What?
Yeah.
Superman, but a horror movie.
Hold on. Let me look it up. Because I don't know. Superhero movies.
A horror movie?
Brightburn.
With Superman.
It's called Brightburn.
You got to tell me what this is. I don't
so
know.
So, what if
is.
A child from another world crash landed on Earth, but instead of becoming a hero to mankind, he provided something more far sinister?
Whoa.
So, it's basically Superman crashes on Earth, but he becomes like this fucking monster. Which
Holy shit.
Sounds crazy awesome.
Ma and Pa Kent are going to adopt a little baby, but that baby's going to eat their brains.
And
when's
then,
that coming out?
Oh,
go ahead.
Of course, I'm looking forward to the Dora the Explorer movie.
yes. Archie finally explores her.
The last one that I'm looking forward to, I don't even know when it's coming out. Let me look it up again. But it's a new Martin Scorsese movie. It has Leo DiCaprio in it. And you remember H.H. Holmes?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So it's like basically Leonardo DiCaprio, I think, plays H.H. Holmes. Oh, I guess they turned it into a TV series now from what
what?
I understand. But in,
dude, I wanted to see that.
Yeah, so it's Devil in the White City, and it's going to be fucking great. But apparently, like, I'm looking at it now, it's like drama, history, thriller, TV series. An architect works to build up the 1893 World's Fair while a serial killer uses the fair to attract and kill women. And it's H.H. Holmes and his
yeah,
fucking
he makes like
crazy
a murder
dungeon.
House.
Yeah.
He literally makes a hotel
yeah.
that has like all these death traps in it. And then he has a safe room that he would lure people into and close the safe and then have them fucking suffocate while he sat outside. He's a
yeah.
fucking psycho.
So apparently, again, that's going to be no longer a movie, but it's going to be a TV series.
Hey, TV series actually might be better.
It might
be. This might actually be better.
A lot to tell in that.
Wow, that is so cool. Do you know who's picking it up?
No, it's still in development, I guess.
And Leo's still attached to it? A TV show? That is very interesting. I've never seen him in a TV show, I don't think. That's the new thing now. That's like where people are pivoting towards now because movies aren't as dominant anymore. It's like these tight one-season TV shows that it's like cool for big-name actors to be a part of now. Because they make a lot of money on streaming. So I think it's fucking great. I'm into it. The story is wild if you haven't heard about it before. So yeah, I think that's everything.
Yeah.
Did you have any closing thoughts, Danny boy?
We just got to be better about watching films, I guess.
Yeah. You know, just...
I don't mean to keep harping on it.
You can make fun of me. It's fine because I definitely made a mistake. I did not read your text correctly, and I'm a bad boy. That's true. We all know that. But hey, we got this little catch-up episode. Hopefully this is fun. If you guys want to catch us where you would like to catch us. So we are on Facebook at Indie Film Review. And we are also on Twitter at Indie Film Pod on Twitter. At Indie Film Pod.
And then
you can
on
also
Instagram,
email us.
Well, first you can go to Instagram and be like, at Indie Film Review Pod.
Yes. Yeah. We're active on Instagram. We try to be active on all these. We're terrible at social media, but we're doing our best. And if you'd like to send us an email, it's theindiefilmreview@gmail.com. That's with the Indie Film Review. And we're also hosted on Podbean. That's our home right now. So indiefilmreview.podbean.com if you want to hit us up there. Let us know what you think of the show. Give us any recommendations for any kind of independent films you want us to watch. Ones that you've created. They don't even have to be ones you've created. It could be any
you saw
like
an independent
movie that
film
you like.
And you're like, I want to hear people talk about this.
Yes. Yeah. You just want someone to talk about it. Maybe you want to torture us with a really bad one.
That's fun. Let's do that.
No. Well, okay. It could be fun. I don't know. So yeah, whatever you want to do. So Dan, you have the final word.
We moet.